Bava Metzia, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, 4-3. I had said at the beginning of the Perek that starting now in Bava Metzia, we move to the topic of commercial law. Those first two Mishnayos we had, we're talking about the details about transactions and money. And now starting here from Mishnah Gimel to the rest of the Perek, we're going to move on to the topic of Ona'a. Now, Ona'a is a hard word to translate. I see it's translated as overcharging or defrauding, fraud. I think the best translation maybe is something closer to financial exploitation. It's hard to translate. The word ona maybe is most familiar in the context of ona'as devarim, which is oppressing someone using words to make them feel bad. You see, so this is financial ona, not verbal ona. And it's actually Isra Dorais. The Pasuk says that v'chi simkru mimkor la'misecha, when you sell merchandise to your fellow Jew, o kano miyad amisecha, or if you're purchasing that merchandise from your fellow Jew, al tonu ish es achiv. A person should not, al tonu, should not do ona'a, should not defraud, oppress, exploit, overcharge his brother. It's hard to translate because it, as you'll see in the Mishnah, it goes in both directions in terms of both not just overcharging but also underpaying, and also it really implies somehow taking advantage of the other person in a way by giving them a not fair price. So in any case, our Mishnah here is going to define when a person has crossed the line and done that Isser Doraisa of being Ma'ana, charging Ona, or doing being Ma'ana his fellow. So there are basically three levels of, I'll call it overcharging for right now. There's charging a little more than the fair price, and that's not considered Ona yet, because it's impossible to know exactly what's the fair price, and there's slight fluctuations and so on. So the thought is that if there's a little bit of a overcharging or underpaying from what would be like the theoretical fair price in the marketplace, so then that's, that's, people are mochel, people are prepared to waive that. But once it becomes significant enough, so then it's just considered to be now exploitation or fraud. And the Mishnah will say, the first opinion is the threshold is a sixth, okay? So we'll define, do the math momentarily, but the idea is that once you've gone on to a significant enough of an overcharging or underpaying, you've reached Ona, you're over in Isra Doraisa, and at that point, at the 1/6 amount, so then our Mishnah will say that it's the prerogative of the defrauded person to essentially demand for a true-up with the money, to go back to the merchant and do a true-up, or to just cancel the sale altogether. La halacha, there's no opportunity really to cancel the sale altogether, but one could demand a true-up. Then there's beyond that. In other words, at exactly, essentially, 1/6, that's called ona, and that's the point of where you can demand a true-up. Beyond that, there's the person who has been defrauded or exploited could actually demand that the whole sale is annulled. It's batel, because it just wasn't a fair trade, and that actually goes from in both directions, meaning the buyer who was defrauded or overcharged, or the seller who was essentially underpaid, or again also exploited, so they can, that person can essentially reverse the whole transaction if they want to. Okay, so our Mishnah is essentially gonna define that cusp, that point at which we've lapsed into the Isra Doraisa of Ona, and the Mishnah says Ha Ona Arba Kesef Me'esrim Va'Arba Kesef La'Sela Shtust La'Mikach. Which means that Ona, the threshold where you've crossed the line and you've done the Isra Doraisa, is once it's a shtus lamikach, it's a sixth, deviates by a sixth from what the fair market price is. Which would mean, and I'm just giving an example here, and then I'll kind of work that in reverse into the words of the Mishnah. If the fair price for a tray of eggs is 24 shekels, so then if you're charging plus minus a sixth of that, and so a sixth of 24 is 4. So if you're charging less than 28 shekels, or, you know, if let's say the merchant is desperate to close a sale because, I don't know, he needs cash now to go home and buy groceries for his kids. So you squeeze him down. You say, I won't pay you 24, I'll pay you 23 or 22 or 21. That's all going to be in bounds. But once you get down to 20, so you've deviated again a total of 4 from the fair price of 24, that's a sixth. That is called ona. Okay? Again, so it's based on the fair price, a sixth from the fair price. So our mission here says that ona is arba kesef. The math is working like this. That a sella is like the big coin in the Mishnaic system. And then the sella is worth 4 dinar. A dinar or zuz is the same thing. Dinar is like the more prevalent common base coin that they use. So 4 dinar to 1 sella. And the smallest of the silver coins that they used was called a ma'a, the plural ma'os. So like the word money, ma'os, but ma'a is a specific coin. And there are 6 ma'a to 1 dinar. So if there are 6 ma'a to 1 dinar and 4 dinar to 1 sella, there are going to be 24 ma'a in 1 sella. So that's what Amish is going to say here, that if we're talking about something that's fair price is 1 sella, meaning 24 ma'a, so you're allowed to deviate plus minus 4 ma'ot in either direction. You're not allowed to, once you've deviated 4 ma'ot in either direction, you reach the level of ona. That's the words here. Now let me say them precisely. Ha'ona, what constitutes the issur d'oraisa of ona, exploitation, defrauding, overcharging, is arba kesef me'esrim v'arba kesef lasela. It's a total of 4 silver coins, silver ma'os coins, me'esrim v'arba kesef lasela. Out of the 24 silver coins that are equal to or comprise a sela, the big silver coin, which is equal to shtus lemikach, which means 1/6 of the fair sale price. Which means once you've reached that threshold, and exactly at that threshold, says the Mishnah, the defrauded person has the opportunity to essentially return the goods and say, I want to true up, I want to give you your thing back, you overcharged me, or you underpaid for it. Now, how long does that window stay open for him to return or demand a true up? The Mishnah says, Ad masai mutar lahachzir. For how long can he go back and demand the true up or return the object? Lalacha, he can't return the object to the six, but the Mishnah is saying he even could do that. Ad kadei shiyare letagar o lekrovo. The amount of time it takes for him to go and show it to either some kind of merchant, a professional who could appraise the real fair value, or krovo, his relatives, again, to show and say, listen, I bought this tray of eggs for, 28 shekels, and then his wife can say, you fool, the going price 24, you overpaid by shtus. He could then go back and return it, but once that window is closed, then he can't anymore. Hora rabbit Rabbi Tarfon Balut. Now, Rabbi Tarfon is going to disagree with the Tanakhama. The halacha wouldn't follow him, but he said that the threshold for ona is not a sixth, but rather ha'ona shmona kesef lasela shlish lamikach. He says it's a third, which means 8 silver coins out of 24, which is a third of 24, of course, and which is a shlish lamikach, it's a third of the price. So until you've, if the fair price is 24, until you've overcharged by a third of that, meaning by 8, so up to but not including 32, or down but not including 16, you're in bounds. Once you hit 32 or 16, that's a third, and you've now done the Isra of Ona. V'samchu tagare Lod. And the people of Lod, the merchants of Lod, celebrated. The merchants of Lod were, I guess, like rather aggressive salespeople. And when you went to buy, went to the shuk and buy your eggs over there, and you said, I want to buy a tray of eggs, they would say, for you, special price, $31.90. And they would try their chance. They try to squeeze people to get a much higher than a fair price. So they were very happy that they can now make bigger profit margins. Amar lahem, but Rabbi Tarfon said, well, I am lenient with you guys regarding your profit margins, but kol hayom mutar lahachzir. But I say the window of opportunity that would allow the person who purchased the goods, whatever the other side of the transaction, to return the object and say, listen, I want my money back, I want to cancel the transaction, because that's the Mishnah says you could do, not just asking for a true-up. So that is kol hayom mutar lahachzir. You have a whole day. So the window is much longer. A whole day long, they could, there's a return policy built into the system. Amru lo, and therefore the merchants said back to Rabbi Tarfon, yaniach lan Rabbi Tarfon bimkomeno. Rabbi Tarfon, please leave us be in our place. We thanks, but no thanks. In other words, it's true that allowing us for wider profit margins is a boon, but if they have the whole day to return the object, it actually is to our detriment, and net-net, we'd rather work with the old system of not charging more than a six, but not allowing them to return it and cancel the transaction any more than the window time it takes them to go home and show it to someone else who would know better, and then come right back. V'chazal divrei chachamim, and therefore the merchants and the marketplaces of Lod return to the old practice of following the chachamim, of saying that it's a six constitutes onah, but the window of opportunity to return the object is just how long it takes to go and come right back again after you show it to somebody. The halacha is basically like this Mishnah largely, but once you've reached a sixth, so then at exactly a sixth, unlike the Mishnah suggests, you're not allowed to demand to cancel the whole transaction. You can just demand for a true up to make, you know, to correct for the over or under charging, not more than that. And really, as not really implied by the Mishnah, but the halacha, according to many, both sides of the transaction could cancel it and return undo it altogether if it was more than a six. Some learn, however, that no, the bad guy can't, so we shouldn't let the sinner prosper. But the defrauder person could cancel if, you know, unilaterally if he so wanted to.